This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi has now become the latest high-ranking Chinese official to take issue with the United States over its latest announced arms sale to Taiwan. Yang Jiechi has joined a chorus of other Chinese officials, calling the U.S. move wrong and pressing the Americans to reverse the decision. He also says the move has the potential to destabilize cross-strait ties. Yang Jiechi has made the statement in New York on the sidelines of the annual general debate of the United Nations General Assembly. Palestinian protesters are denouncing U.S. President Barack Obama for his opposition to their bid to win U.N. recognition. A Hamas spokesperson says the U.S. president is ignoring the rights of the Palestinian people. In the West Bank town of Beit Jala, around 200 Israelis and Palestinians have celebrated Palestinian independence, calling for the end of Israeli settlement construction in the region. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is expected to formally deliver a letter requesting membership to the UN Security Council at its Friday session in New York. Former Libyan Prime Minister Baghdadi al-Mamoudi has been arrested in Tunisia's southern border areas. The National Transitional Council is hailing the arrest, calling it a move of great importance in suppressing the Gaddafi regime. Abdel Hafez Goga says that al-Mamoudi is a symbol of the old regime.
He's wanted in Libya for crimes not only during the revolution month, but also before the revolution broke out. Of course, it is really important news for revolution and for the effort to suppress Gaddafi.
A Tunisian court has now sentenced Mahmoudi to 6 months in jail for illegally entering their country. NTC is going to apply to have the former prime minister extradited to stand trial in Libya. Michael Sata has now been declared the winner of the presidential election in Zambia. Sata has defeated incumbent Rupia Banda by a margin of 43% to 36%. While the vote in the southern African country earlier this week went off relatively smoothly, the anticipation ahead of the results sparked rioting, which has left at least two people dead. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde is now warning that the world economic situation is entering a dangerous place. She's made the comments at the fall IMF meeting taking place in Washington. Lagarde is urging the international community to work together quickly, saying time is of the essence. Lagarde is also warning that consolidating budgets too quickly will hurt recovery and job creation. Strong earthquake measuring 6.8 on the Richter scale has jolted Tonga. Epicenter struck about 400 kilometers north of Tonga's second largest town of Niafu. No injuries or damage has been reported. The Chinese government is now pressing for more cooperation with Uzbekistan when it comes to the energy and minerals sector. During his talks with Uzbek President Islam Karimov in Tashkent, top Chinese lawmaker Wu Bangguo says he also wants to see closer ties in non-resource areas as well, including high-tech and tourism. For his part, Karimov says the Uzbek side does welcome Chinese investment in its resource sector. Wu Bangguo's time in Tashkent is the third stop on his current four-nation tour, which has already taken him to Russia and Belarus. His last stop is Kazakhstan. China has now sent its first shipment of emergency humanitarian aid to flood-stricken Pakistan. The relief package is part of the 30 million yuan in emergency humanitarian aid that China has offered to Pakistan's flood-ravaged southern regions. Four military transport aircraft carrying 3,000 jets are expected to reach Karachi on Friday morning. Four planes are then going to make a quick turnaround and will be joined by a fifth plane to haul a second batch of relief supplies to southern Pakistan on their return to China. The official death count from the landslide this past weekend in Shanxi is now standing at 32. The process of trying to identify all the bodies is now underway. The landslide brought on by heavy rains destroyed a brick factory and partially buried a ceramics plant in the provincial capital of Xi'an. Heavy rain and more landslides limited rescue attempts, which were brought to an end on Tuesday. In a move to try to bolster human rights, the Chinese Ministry of Justice is now rewriting the conduct code for prisoners to try to stop discrimination against homosexuals. Under the retooled rules, prisoners cannot be discriminated against because of their mannerisms or the way they look. Homosexual acts in prison are still not going to be allowed. The Justice Ministry is also going to publish a guidebook next month to try to educate the roughly 300,000 prison wardens across China about inmates' human rights. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.